Hello, everybody. I just wanted to kind of give an update. For those of you who don't know or who haven't been following me on Twitter, there was an incident this morning in Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The long story, so that we don't go over the 10 minutes. I mean, not the long story. I've been traveling all day. The short story, so that we don't go over the 10 minutes, was that I was forced into using a wheelchair with my service dog. My guide dog, Huxley, and the lady who was assisting me, supposedly. I say assisting very lightly. The lady who was assisting me was afraid of dog, apparently, and said that dog would bite, and said all these other things about my dog. Shut up. Don't care. Sorry, my speech was going off. She said all these things about my dog, and the flight attendant wouldn't listen to me when I said that I didn't need a wheelchair, and basically said that if I refused the assistance he took time to get me, then he couldn't help me anymore. I didn't know how to feel about this, and I don't know how to feel about it. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of in the I don't give a care mood anymore because I'm home. Huxley's been fed, and he's laying in his bed and sleeping. Probably, you know, he's probably glad to be back, as well as I am. But it was certainly an experience, and a word to American Airlines. I've never had a problem until now. So I'm a little confused as to what's really going on, and, you know, like, why all these problems and why all these issues with employees, you know, not knowing. And before anybody says, Mariah, but that's not American, that's not American Airlines, that's AirServe, da-da-da. I don't care. Like, American Airlines was partially at fault because of the way the flight attendant treated me. Yes, he was decent when we first started off, and then things went south. So, okay, American Airlines, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, if a blind person or anybody says no to a wheelchair that can walk, then, you know, you need to be considerate of that. You too, AirServe in DFW. I think that's a big, excuse my brother in the background, I think that's a big deal in regards to what was happening here. That's the story. I reported to the people at Dallas, but I will be calling American Airlines tomorrow and talking to them about it and letting them know what happened, just so that they're aware. And I don't expect anything out of this. All I'm looking to do is educate the general public, and especially, you know, we've had too many of these stories of handlers being discriminated against or being kicked off flights or all these things, and it needs to stop because it's not fair to the guide dog handlers, the service dog handlers, you know, people with disabilities, period. It's not fair to us that we are being picked on. So I'm going to use this experience to educate the general public. I will be making a phone call tomorrow, and chances are I will be posting and letting you guys know how that goes. Thank you, guys. If you want to share this, that's totally fine. I appreciate all the support and the encouragement today. It really meant a lot. So once again, thank you, guys, and I did make it home safely. So that's all good, and I've got one class tomorrow that I've got to go to. Yay! But anyway, thank you guys so much. And I will talk to you guys potentially tomorrow.